From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk with artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's Field Trip is actor Trish Mulholland, who's currently starring in the role of Olivia in the play Phaedra, a tale of lust and betrayal at the Shotgun Players in Berkeley, running through October 23rd. Trish has also appeared on such Bay Area stages as ACT, the Aurora Theatre, and the SF Shakespeare Company. After getting a psychology degree from the University of Melbourne, her Australian hometown, she attended the National Theatre Drama School in that city and later had her own music show on Melbourne's top-rated rock and roll radio station. Later, she moved to London to pursue her acting career and ultimately returned to Australia to raise her children with her Berkeley-born husband. They moved to the Bay Area in 1997, and she's been working with Shotgun Players ever since. She's talking to us today from the Oakland Airport, where she's waiting for a flight to LA. So please welcome to the Field Trip, Trish Mulholland. Welcome, Trish.
How do you do, Mitch? That makes me sound like a real jet setter.
Well, you are.
In the Oakland Airport.
You are. So if the audience hears announcements and things in the background, they'll know why.
Ambience, yes.
Trish, you know, your current role in Phaedra is a bit different from some of the roles that you often play. She's a bit of a softie compared to Mother Courage and Mrs. Warren.
Hmm. Now, that's an interesting point. Actually, that's a really interesting point, because what I'll say about Olivia, a friend of mine who saw the show mentioned that he thought Olivia in Phaedra carries the role of the fool, because she jollies things along and is chattering and trying to be cheery. But at the same time, at the beginning and end of the story, she carries the tragedy, you know, the gravitas as well. So I wouldn't say she's that much different to, say, Mother Courage. Mrs. Warren, maybe so, but she's a nuggety character. Soft? I don't know. I've made up all kinds of backstory for her, which isn't necessarily relevant to the play, but, she's a struggler, I suppose you could say that. And I think it's the first opportunity I've had to actually utilize my Australian accent, which isn't as Australian as it could be, but it's certainly Australian as Olivia.
Now, The Shotgun Players' Phaedra is a modern take on the Greek tragedy, and it's written by the playwright Adam Bock, especially for The Shotgun Players for their 20th anniversary season, right?
Yeah, absolutely exciting. And Adam came over and was with us from, you know, start to finish in the rehearsal process, which meant that he was able to, you know, see what parts maybe we were struggling with. And if we were struggling, he would consider, well, maybe the audience is struggling too. We had a lot of discussion where we were able to understand better what he was trying to convey. And he has a very idiosyncratic writing style, which is very realistic, so that he doesn't tend to write in real sentences. It's more as people actually speak, which is incomplete sentences, talking over each other, pauses, you know, rapid fire. So having him in the room certainly helped. And Rose Riordan was our director. She came down from Portland Center Stage, and she's, I think, directed two or three of Adam's plays before. So she was very familiar with his style, and together they were a riot. They were a real comedy act, and they really, you know, were on the same page and thoroughly enjoyed each other, and we enjoyed them, and it was just a great experience.
Well, what's it like to be a company member of a theatre company?
Ooh, well, that's an interesting question, too. Well, with Shotgun, it's interesting, I mean, because we've got Patrick Dooley at the helm, and that certainly flavours everything, because Patrick's a very unusual character. He has so much energy and positive spirit, and he's such a great entrepreneur. And he, you know, is definitely, he has a vision, and he pushes through. And I've been with the company since we were sort of putting out the folding chairs before the show. I know that before I came along, they were doing, you know, they did a theatre in the car park, and we've done theatre in the parks. But how long have we had this space now? I can't remember. It's more like 6 years. And so I've been with the company and seen the evolution of it from a nomadic troop to what it is today. And I think there's more than 20 of us, actually, members. And now there are several directors in the group, one choreographer, several actors. It's a mishmash of people who contribute in various ways to what we do.
Well, it's a great company. It's certainly one of my favorite small theaters in the Bay Area. I think they do challenging work. And this show, while it's not challenging, it's definitely fun and interesting and dramatic.
You mean challenging for the audience?
Yes.
Challenging for the actors, I'd say.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because there's so much rhythm to it that you've got to take into consideration. But it's a joy to do. And I guess, you know, for me, Olivia, I think she's a lot of fun. And then Catherine Castellanos playing Phaedra, that's a hugely demanding role, and she does an amazing job. So I'm having a lot of fun, and Catherine is too, but in a very different way.
Yeah.
it's more challenging for her, and also for Patrick Alperoni, you know, who plays the young man. Yeah, very demanding roles.
Yeah, you get some of the funny lines and the jokes and the laughs in the show, and, you know, Australians have a uniquely funny sense of humour, I always found. What do you think?
I agree with that, and I actually, Rose and I had a little discussion about this because she was saying, I don't think a culture has a sense of humour, and I said, well, actually, I think in Australia we do, because it's pretty typical, it's a national sport to sort of, I don't think I can say the phrase, but, you know...
You kid around.
Yeah, pull the rug out from under each other, or...
Take the mickey and stuff.
Take the mickey, that's a good way of putting it. So some of Olivia's lines, I think Olivia may have originally been conceived as, you know, the stereotypical Latin American maid. You know, potentially that's true. But they were very happy for me to come in just as, you know, an Australian. And I feel like some of those lines, even though we didn't change them, they feel very Australian to me.
They certainly come out very easily, so I agree with you.
Yeah, and Olivia has a sort of cheeky sense of humour, which I think is very Australian sort of spirit.
She does. She sort of gets not for a loop a bit during the play.
She does. I think she's trying to, you know, trying to facilitate a very dysfunctional family in her own way. She's very kind of powerless in a sense, but she's, you know, the classic maid or, you know, maternal kind of character in the play, sort of fussing about trying to make people feel better, but it doesn't work at all, you know, unfortunately. But the play, you know, it's a tragedy, but it has a lot of lighter moments, and I think that's high comedy, right, is the best kind of tragedy, where you take a roller coaster ride from joy to pain, rapid fire, and this play manages to do it. And I think Adam's got a lot of well-deserved critical sort of press about having achieved a really good modern translation of the classic tragedy and putting it in the modern day.
Yeah, I think you're right. He really has.
Yeah.
Wasn't on another topic. You know, it's very difficult for an actor, especially in the Bay Area, to pay all the bills in the theatre. And I know that you have another gig, and that's actually why you're at the Oakland airport right now. You're getting a flight to L.A. Tell us a bit about what you're up to.
Yeah, that's funny, saying another gig, my day job. Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. I'm an executive recruiter, and so my background, if you think about it, I guess psychology and theatre, and I did teach theatre for a while, these marry well together if you're recruiting for people, you know, helping people to drive their careers, helping people prepare for interviews. It's really applicable, and the theatre part actually plays in quite well, and it's a great job for me because, you know, it's a very free market, it's commission-driven, and so therefore it's up to me, I guess, how much I work to some degree. And the people I recruit are corporate auditors, which is rather a peculiar niche, but it's a very hot topic these days since Enron and Sarbanes-Oxley and so on. There's a lot of demand nationally for auditors, Fortune 500 companies, and any public company has to have an internal audit department, so over the past few years, I've got to learn a lot about that, and it's actually very interesting, and I love talking to auditors. They're actually quite interesting people.
Who'd have thought?
Well, there's an old joke, you know, and it's no longer relevant. It's how do you know if you're talking to an extroverted auditor?
I don't know.
He looks at your shoes when he's talking to you. You know, and that's no longer applicable because they really actually have to have very strong soft skills, and that's what I'm going down to L.A. to talk to this IT auditors group about soft skills and how to, you know, develop and improve them.
What are soft skills?
Well, technical skills are your hard skills. You know, that's the nuts and bolts of what you do. But being able to talk to people and communicate well. And as auditors, you know, often they're having to get tough stories out of people or get to the truth or persuade them. And so that's part of it. But the other part of it is just as job seekers, you know, or as people interviewing candidates, very important to be able to communicate well with people. And these days in the job market, it's important to be able to tell your story, not just answer questions flatly. It's very important to, you know, distinguish yourself from the crowd. It's such a tough job market these days.
Well, all of those skills sound just like what you need to be good in theatre.
Well, and in the world, don't you think? In the larger world, that's what it's about, you know, being aware of how you are, how you interact. That's what my talk is about today. So I'll be working on that on the plane.
Interesting.
I mean, I have written something, but I think I need to pare it down a bit. But, yeah, I think we spend most of our time working, heaven knows, in America, and with BlackBerries and iPhones, we never get away from work these days, so it's important to love what you do and to be able to achieve good things. I just wish that people in America got better holidays, and you really need to have the time to be able to see the world, and everyone needs to have that opportunity if they can.
That's true, we do scrimp on the old vacations.
Yeah, and especially if they work as hard as people do in this country, I think they deserve it.
Well, especially if you want to go back home to Oz, that takes, you know, 2 days to get there and 2 days to get back.
No kidding. Yeah. It's kind of a bonding experience with everyone on the plane, right? You all get on all fresh and crisp and you get off looking like, you know, bedraggled rats. You know, it's quite intimate.
Trish, tell me what's up next for you in theatre.
Well, I hope you can still hear me with this announcement, but I'll be going off to Australia for a few months to spend time with family, working remotely, which, you know, modern day can allow me to do. And then after that, I'll be coming home to work on Coast of Utopia, the Tom Stoppard play, which is the first in the trilogy that Shotgun will be doing, Patrick Dooley directing. We're doing one episode each year, and we did do them as a trilogy in a reading, but this is actually the full production. We're actually mounting them 1 year after another, the full three. And I think they've only been done in New York, London, and now South Berkeley, is that true? Anyway, the trilogy in full hasn't been performed much at all in the world.
Wow, well, I'm looking forward to seeing that, Trish.
Yes, it should be quite a production. A big cast, big story.
Well, for tickets or more information on Phaedra, which is playing through October 23rd, you can go to shotgunplayers.org. And Trish, thank you for taking us on a field trip today.
Oh, a real pleasure. Mitchell, thank you so much. We're getting full houses, so I wouldn't be surprised if we're up another week.
Well, continued success to you, Trish, and have a safe trip to L.A.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That's Trish Mulholland, everyone. Thanks, Trish.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye, love. Well, thank you for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet, featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.